This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Aurora City Council will vote tonight on whether to order an independent investigation of the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
McClain was walking home from a store when he was confronted by police last year. In the resulting altercation, an officer put him in a chokehold and an EMT injected him with the sedative ketamine. He died a few days later. The official autopsy didn't determine a cause of death, and no one involved has faced sanctions. Council members pushing for the independent investigation want to review the actions of police and paramedics during the incident, as well as what happened afterward. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Denver police came between two groups of demonstrators Sunday at Civic Center Park. The demonstrations were about the police. A rally to celebrate police officers was met by a larger counter-protest against violence by police. Police officers tried to keep the opposing rally-goers from fighting with each other. Voters in Grand Junction may get to decide on whether to allow marijuana sales in that city eventually. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The city council is in the very early stages of considering a ballot measure that, if passed, would allow retail marijuana businesses to open. If council members decide to move forward, the measure would go up for a vote in the municipal election next April. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports the city will hold meetings in the coming months to get public input. Grand Junction is one of many cities that have opted not to allow retail marijuana sales so far. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Grand Junction and Fruita have highs today near 100 degrees. It'll be in the 90s in Denver, 80s in Colorado Springs, and a bit cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.